Hi guys, you're welcome back to the Let's Talk Nigeria show with Nefe. Yes, it's me. How you guys doing? How you guys doing this lovely day? I hope March is being nice to you guys, you know, compared to February when Naira was showing us shaggy. As of right now, I think Naira has gained small muscle. It has climbed up small, but I mean, yeah, you know that this thing is just formats. I feel like this is my conspiracy theory. It's not proven. Might be true, might be wrong. But I feel like somebody in the CBN or somebody somewhere is using us to do trade. So it will just do on one kind, let the Naira go up small, then buy foreign exchange, and then after 2 weeks, Naira will drop, you sell it. Well, I don't know. It's like I said, it's conspiracy theory. It's not proven. Might be right, might be wrong. I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope people are doing good, you know. I get scared to ask that question because it's not really, we all know that things are tough. Inflation all over the world and it's worse in Nigeria, but I hope everybody listening is doing good. I would like to start by giving my respect to the late Herbert Wigwe. I was a very big fan. If you know me very well, I highly admire people. But yeah, I was a very big fan of Herbert Wigwe. I was a big fan of everything he stood for. I first came across him at a conference in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, 2017 or 2018. And I heard him speak and he was so brilliant. There was something he said that stuck with me. He said, the harder you work, the luckier you become. And that stuck with me. It just pushes me to work hard in everything I do. So yeah, I was a big fan. When I heard that he passed, I was heartbroken. I was sad. We never had one-on-one, but after I heard him speak, I listened to a lot of his speeches online. I followed him. He was somebody who I would say he walked the talk. He didn't just say what he felt. He walked, you know, he was true to what he believed. And you could see that with Access Bank, he did so great. He was able to employ millions and, you know, he did so great for himself. And, you know, watching him pass on, about a year that he passed on with his wife and his son, I know it's a big loss to the family. And you know, sometimes I just settle down, I just pray for them. I pray that God gives them the strength to bear that loss. It's a huge loss. Losing one parent is hard. Losing both parents and a sibling at the same time, it's crazy. And I really hope that God strengthens them. I hope that God gives them. You know, I spent a lot of time watching the tributes, hearing what people had to say about him, and he was an amazing fellow. I hope he and his wife and his son rest in perfect peace. It's just painful because he was somebody who believed in our country, and you see in everything he did, he believed in what Nigeria could be. We have a lot of billionaires who make money from Nigeria and then they don't give back, but he gave back, you know. So yeah, sad to see that one of the giants, one of the heroes of our nation passes in that manner, you know. And one of the things I really admire about him is the fact that he was a son of anybody. I know one of the things I pray for and I look forward to is in Nigeria where the son of anybody can be anything, where the son of anybody can rise to the very top and do great things. Well, yeah, so I hope his soul rests in peace. Yeah, over the last 1 week, we've had some soldiers were killed in Delta State. If you follow the news, you would hear about the soldiers who were killed in Okukoma village in Delta State. It was about 16 soldiers, yes, were killed in the Okukoma community. And there was, I mean, we know the Nigerian military, that when such a thing happens, it's expected. You touch one air, just run away from that area, you know. But following the news and hearing, just looking at comments on social media and hearing what people had to say, it goes back to buttress what I've always said, that as Nigerians, we lack empathy. You know, in fact, I feel like it's not just Nigerians, as human beings, we lack empathy. You know, I was talking with a friend during the week about the war in Ukraine, and, you know, let me even go into that. But basically, we lack empathy. You know, I feel like if Nigerians would come to a point where they realize that what is happening to the next man can happen to you. Maybe we think differently. What hasn't happened to you, but happens to the next person can happen to you. Especially if you're in Nigeria. You know, the police is harassing somebody today. You can be harassed tomorrow. You know, if we come to that point, I feel like we would do things differently. You know, there's this guy on Twitter, Zip Pooja, yes, it's a photographer, and his tweet was, because I'm reading directly what he wrote, they should level that place in Delta State. Youth kill soldiers, okay. This is strange. You know what I mean? I'm not taking sides with the youths. I mean, I'm Deltan. I think I'm not taking sides with the soldiers because I have enough friends in the army. I have friends, you know, every time I read about soldiers being killed, I get scared because I know I have about 4 or 5 friends who, after university, they went straight to the army. And, you know, I read about them and I call them, go, are you guys okay? Are you guys good? You know, because one of the things that break my heart is that a soldier who is somewhere trying to defend the country just gets killed for no reason. You know, and as much as it happens to people, it could be one of my friends, God forbid, it could be one of my friends. So, I mean, I try to put myself in people's shoes. So when I first saw the news, I was divided. I'm a Delta man, but I have friends in the military. I was careful not to take sides because people have died. Soldiers have died. It's normal for them to be angry. I want to retaliate. But then retaliating, now more people are going to die. Who knows? One could even be my kinsman that I don't even know that lived, that is in that place at a particular time. And it happens, you know. We need to come to a point where, as human beings, as Nigerians, first of all, we understand that what is happening to the next man can happen to me. I'll give you an example. In 1999, there was something similar happened in Odi local government in Bayelsa. Some police officers were killed, and Obasanjo was the president then. I think some police and military officers were killed, and he gave the governor 2 weeks. He said, "I give you 2 weeks to fish out the perpetrators." Nothing happened, and in 2 weeks, being a former military general, he sent in soldiers there. And in about 4 or 5 days, the soldiers had destroyed the community, killed over, I mean, record says about 200 people were killed of civilians. And then the whole village was burned down, leaving just a church. Now, this is the army retaliating because obviously people were killed, they didn't. But the man who led the attack, his name is Victor Malu, General Victor Malu. 2 years after, something similar happened in his village. Soldiers were killed in his village. The military went into the village, burnt every house, including his house. You know, it's funny because two years prior to that, he was the one leading the operation that burned down the whole village, leaving only a church behind. I'm sure if someone told him that 2 years' time, this would happen in your own place, your own house would be affected, I'm sure he would think differently. You know, that's why I'm saying that we, as Nigerians, we need to understand that just the fact that it happens to the next person doesn't mean it cannot happen to you. We need to personalize each other's pain. You know, that was one of the things that broke my heart with the NSAS protest. We saw Nigerians who say, "Oh, you're not concerned me, I'm not a youth. Oh, you're not concerned me, it's boys that they harass. You're not concerned me." But you are forgetting that as a mother, you're going to have a son one day. And if police brutality doesn't end now, it's going to affect your child in the near future. You know, we need to begin to see beyond ourselves. We need to begin to see beyond what we, you know, it's a selfish mindset to just think that if you're not concerned, you're not concerned me. And it's a problem that I saw even in the last election. People were like, "Well, everything concerned me. Let anybody that wants to win, let him. As far as I'm leaving the country." You know, and it's one of the things that I admired about Wigwe. He did have that mindset of, you know, concerned. And it's a mindset I try to you know, to instill in myself. And one of the things I talk about, I mean, if you follow this podcast, you know, I always hit about empathy. I always hit about it because I feel like, regardless, even if you have managed to japa, a part of you is still in Nigeria. You still have parents, you still have friends. Personally, I tell people that I didn't do anything special to be abroad, you know, to come and do a master's in the UK. I was just lucky. You know, I was just lucky to have small money at that time. I had parents who were willing to support me, and voila, I didn't get a scholarship, I didn't get a job. So I'm not special, that I'm not more special than people who are in Nigeria who do not have the means to japa. So why should I not be empathetic to their cries, to their issues? You get, I still have siblings, I still have cousins, I still have very close friends, I still have people I grew up with who I know that they don't have the resources. So I shouldn't be happy that Naira is crying. I shouldn't be happy that Asu is going, but I shouldn't be happy that things are the way they are after I don't come up. No. Because it happened to the next man, could happen to me. Now, I remember when there was the Owo massacre last 2 years, I can't remember. There was a couple who lived in, I think, US. They just went to Owo that weekend of that period, and they were in that church. These are people who have succeeded in Japan, you know. But somehow, I still caught up with them. And they died, you know. What am I trying to say is, regardless of where you find yourself, in Nigeria, out of Nigeria, we are Nigerians, we are humans, you know, let empathy come first. The military has gone into Okuma Village for the last couple of days. They've been burning, they've been killing. Report says about 20 something people have been killed already. There's a report I saw on Vanga where women and children said they've been trapped, they've been living in the forest for like 6 days because of fear of going back to the village. Now, for some people, they're on social media saying, yes, the military, they killed, yeah. But these are innocent lives that are being killed also. Yes, I know, yes, a mistake has been made. There's a popular saying that two wrongs don't make it right. Yeah, I feel like the military should work together with the community to fish out these people. It is wrong for military personnel or security operatives who are trying to keep our lives safe to be killed. Yes, I'm strongly against it, but am I against the retaliation? No, am I in support of the retaliation? I'm not fully in support because regardless, lives are being lost. Yes, some lives have been lost, 13 soldiers. I'm not saying the civilians are more important than the soldiers. What I'm saying is there should be a way we can work together to stop the killing of soldiers and to so that these retaliations would not be happening. Because again, it's easy for us to be on social media to say, the military, maybe go fight them. It's easy for us to say that. But what happens when it's when your uncle lives in that community, when your brother lives in that community, where somebody you know lives in that community? It's easy to speak on social media. I know this week changed my mind. I had a very different mindset about the war in Ukraine, about Gaza and all of that. I had a very, if you know me, I'm very skeptical when it comes to the Western world. I had strong beliefs. But after speaking to my Ukrainian friend during the last week, I realized that it's not about agenda. Agendas are not what is being killed. Agenda is not what is being bombed in Ukraine or in Gaza. It is human lives. Human lives are being lost on a daily. It is human lives that the soldiers that were killed are humans. The soldiers, the lives that are being killed, the lives that people that are being killed now in Okoma Village are human beings like you and I. It's easy for us to be in the comfort of home and just tweet about this thing, but we need to understand that when the fact that it's still happening means that there's a potential it can happen to us. Why am I saying this? I'm just saying I want us to be people of empathy. I want us to be people that empathize with fellow people, fellow humans, fellow Nigerians. We should not just be quick like Poja was quick to go and tweet, let the military burn down that village. It's easy to say. But remember that when they are born on that village, it's people's lives, it's people's investments that when they burn forever. So this is not me saying I support killing of soldiers. Of course, no. I have friends in the military, very good friends, who I speak to every now and then to just be sure that they are fine. But humanity first. I used to always say something that humanity precedes every political agenda, precedes every gender, precedes every nationality. Humanity precedes all. Humanity first before anything else. So that's pretty much what I was going to talk about today. But I am starting a new series on the podcast over the next couple of months. And what I want to do is I want us to look into the lives of basic Nigerians, regular Nigerians. One of the things I noticed in the last election is that as a people, we are very ignorant of others. Many of us only know what we know, only know about ourselves. And sorry to say, but I feel like this is very common among the western part of Nigeria, the Yorubas. If you go to the north, if you see the northerners, yes, they don't really know so much. But if you see an educated northerner, he knows the difference between a Delta man and an Edo man and an Igbo man. If you go to the Igbo land east, those ones they travel, they be hustlers. They know the difference between a Fulani man and a Kanuri man and an Hausa man. When we go to the west, go to Yoruba land, even the educated ones, they don't know the difference between Edo and Igbo. I was speaking to one Yoruba girl like 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to explain to her that, she's like, where am I from? I'm like, I'm from Delta. No, she was, when I told her my name, she's like, you are Igbo. I'm like, no, I'm not Igbo, I'm from Delta. She said, yeah, it's the same thing now. Immediately, I started to punch her eyes. What do you mean by it's the same thing? Like, how are we the same thing? How is Delta? But again, it just made me realize that a lot of us, we don't really know so much. And what I want to do in the next couple of episodes is talk about Nigerians. I will have Nigerians, regular Nigerians who went to government schools, who went to private schools, who live in a different state of origin from their state of origin. Let's just talk about their experiences, how they see Nigeria, how people see them. The next episode I'm having a guy, is an Igbo guy, is Delta Igbo. And one of the things I noticed about Delta Igbos is that there's a conflict. Deltans will tell them, you are not Delta, you are Igbo. Igbos will tell them, you are not truly Igbo, you are Delta. So it's like, which am I? Igbos don't want me, Deltas don't want me. And this guy went to public school, he knows what it means to go to experience ASUU strike. So I feel like having him on board, let's hear how he sees Nigeria, let's hear how Nigeria sees him. And hopefully the aim of this new series is it would help us appreciate other people better. But when next we see an Igbo man living in Abia State, or sorry, in Kaduna or wherever we live, we would understand where they're coming from differently. Maybe it will help us treat people differently, it will help us be more empathetic, and it will help us when it comes to elections not to just swallow lies that these politicians have to give to us. So yeah, I might be reaching out to any of you to say, you know, come on the episode, let's hear your story. So yeah, just stay tuned for the next couple of episodes. They're going to be wonderful. Remember to tell a friend. As you step out this weekend, please remember empathy, humanity first. Get your friends to listen to this episode, leave your comments, share, and don't forget to follow our Instagram page, Let's Talk Nigeria Show, if you're on IG. So yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and God bless the Federal Republic of